12 months from now, countries from around the world are going to travel to Qatar to compete in the World Cup. This is not really a big deal for most of us here in America. Soccer's kind of a niche sport, but to the rest of the World Cup is equivalent to the Super Bowl or March Madness. March Madness would be a better comparison. So we are a year away from the World Cup starting, and there is already controversy surrounding the event. However, you may be a bit surprised at the controversy. You're not going to be shocked about players politically protesting. English soccer players have been protesting against systemic racism and promoting social justice for the last 2 years. The English national team, led by their captain of social justice, Gareth Southgate, they have been loyal to the cause. But the potential protest in Qatar, the cause is a bit different. When I read that European soccer players were going to protest human rights violations in Qatar, you already know the first thing that came to my mind. Here we go again with these athletes protesting mythical bullshit. But much to my surprise, that's kind of not the case here. These could be actual human rights violations in Qatar. This is not like LeBron James afraid to walk out of his mansion waiting for a video game cop to shoot him with a paintball gun. Qatar was awarded the 2022 World Cup 10 years ago. At the time, they didn't have the infrastructure in place to support an event of this magnitude. They also didn't have the workforce domestically to handle the construction of all of this. So what did they do? They brought in migrant workers. This is where the problem begins. It's estimated that over the last 10 years, Qatar has brought in over 2 million migrant workers. They're coming in from countries like India, Nepal, Pakistan, Sri Lanka. These are men sacrificing time away from their families so they can go to make some money. You know, they only make pennies on the dollar. They make dog shit back at home. So this was an opportunity for them to make some real money for their family. Of those 2 million workers, 6,750 have died. Just think about that for a second. 675 people per year are dying in Qatar at construction sites. Here in America, if one person dies at a job site, it's big news. OSHA comes in to investigate, likely shut the site down for a day or two. If the company is negligent in any way, shape, or form, they are shelling out millions of dollars. That's for one death. God forbid it's an immigrant worker who dies in America from negligence. The woke media will accuse the company of racism. It's clear this company doesn't like migrant workers. But in Qatar, 675 migrant workers die every year. And the government's like, hey, nothing to see here. They are claiming that number is proportionate to the size of the migrant workforce. Yeah, because it's completely normal for nearly 7,000 people to die on construction sites. In America, less than 1,000 construction workers die every year. But KC, that's higher than Qatar. Yes, but that is all construction workers, not just migrants. And we have 7 million people here in America working construction. The 6,750 migrant workers who have reportedly died, that's just the number that's been reported. Now, I don't know much about Qatar, but there's not a government in the world that's not corrupt. So the number of deaths could be significantly higher than what the Qatar government is reporting. They are claiming, though, that only a handful of workers have died. And when I say handful, they're saying three. Now, I find that hard to believe, but there's a lot of conflicting information here. The Sun interviewed some of the workers over in Qatar, some of the migrant workers, and those guys are claiming that the working conditions are great. Now, you have to understand, these people are making more money than they will ever make in their home countries. One guy said he was making $400 a week, which is 10 times what he makes back home. Now, I don't think these deaths are due to oppression from the government. Probably has more to do with unsafe working conditions, if any of this is true. Now, surprisingly, very few of these deaths have been linked to the COVID. Here in America, if a construction worker gets ran over by a forklift, the media blames the COVID. But what makes this even more questionable, Qatar has failed to explain 70% of these deaths. They claim most of these are due to natural causes. Call me skeptical, but I find it hard to believe that 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people, most likely between the ages of 20 and 50, all of them died from natural causes. So that's just a brief explanation, a brief synopsis of what's been going on in Qatar the last 10 years. Like I said, there's a lot of conflicting information, but what I do know, this has nothing to do with soccer. It has nothing to do with the World Cup. Players from the Netherlands, Norway, Germany, they have been protesting at World Cup qualifiers for workers' rights in Qatar. But England has been holding back. England, the leaders of political protesting at soccer matches. Gareth Southgate, the captain of leading his players to protest against any social justice cause. Just take your pick. He doesn't care. Doesn't matter to him. Systemic racism, inequality, diversity. Any of the causes that give SJWs a chub, Gareth Southgate supports. But when it comes to possibly actual human rights violations, Gareth Southgate has decided that education is the best approach before we make a decision on these protests. Oh, really? Really? Now, I'm not against education, but if Gareth Southgate is going to take that approach, how come he didn't take the same approach with social justice protests? Perhaps he did. And if he did, then I'm wrong for calling him out. But I find it interesting how often England protests for social justice, even with all the problems that it causes with fans. Players are booed relentlessly every time they get on their knees in submission before games. As you guys know, I don't like any political protesting at sporting events. I've only briefly researched what's going on in Qatar. I'm far from an expert on the migrant worker situation over there or what day-to-day life is like in Qatar. Hell, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing Qatar correctly. But like I've told you before, even with causes I agree with, I don't want to see them promoted at sporting events. If I'm a soccer fan and I turn on the World Cup, I'm tuning in to see soccer. I'm not watching to see grown men on their knees. But here's what makes these potential protests in Qatar by these soccer players even worse. This is not home. You are an invited guest to their country. You might disagree with the way their government operates. You might disagree with how they treat their citizens or how they treat their migrant workers. But you are a guest in their country. It would be like you inviting someone into your home. They get there. And immediately, they start complaining about the conditions. It's too hot. It's too cold. My bed is too small. Instead of them using the toilet, they take a shit on your living room floor. That's what this would be like if players from Europe chose the World Cup platform to protest against Qatar. Think about how we would feel here in America. We're hosting the World Cup, and players from another country come over here and protest our immigration policy or systemic racism. Maybe they protest the fact that we have a president without a functioning brain. Our president thinks the World Cup is the White House toilet. How would you feel if that happened? You wouldn't like it. You would feel disrespected. You'd be pissed off. Now, we get pissed off when American athletes protest at sporting events. The World Cup, this platform, it does not belong to Gareth Southgate. Hell, it doesn't belong to England, period. If you really want to make an impact, if you want to have real influence, if you're actually against the treatment of migrant workers in Qatar, then don't show up for the World Cup. After all, players coming in from other countries, they will be migrant workers in Qatar. If you feel that strongly about it, then don't show up to play. But showing up to play and protesting before the game, that is not the way to go. These political protests at sporting events have little to no impact anyway. It's not going to change anything. Let me know what you guys think. Do you think working conditions in Qatar are unfair or oppressive? Or are they giving people an opportunity to make more money that they would make in their home country? Also, should World Cup players protest this? I think I know how you guys are going to answer that second question, but let me know anyway. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to smash that like button if you haven't already. Subscribe and click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.